USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A manhunt continues in Canada after a stabbing spree left at least 10 people dead and 15 injured on Sunday.
We've got a fresh set of investigators and shifts coming in today that will take over this investigation, and we will not stop this investigation until we have those two safely in custody.
In a Twitter video, Regina Police Chief Evan Bray says Damian Sanderson and Miles Sanderson are still at large. More than 8 million travelers have gone through security at the nation's airport since Tuesday. That's according to the TSA, as Americans took to the skies for one last summer getaway over Labor Day weekend. The busiest day came on Thursday. President Biden delivering remarks to union workers in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Labor Day. The president also set to travel to Pittsburgh later today. This is USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.